This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. How you feeling, Reggie? You good?
I'm good. I just remembered something that I wanted to get in, so we'll do that.
I thought we had some breaking news.
I just remembered a thing, although now I do need to check my phone just in case.
But yeah, happy Wednesday to everyone out there. I'm actually feeling a lot better today, man. A lot of people don't know. I felt awful yesterday. I had a rough day yesterday.
Yeah.
Just off the strength of my car being down.
Mm-hmm.
For those that don't know, my car stopped on Monday as I was on my way home from work. And I had to get towed and all that stuff. And it's never pretty.
Oh, man.
And just want to give a shout out to my mechanic, Calvin. So, Calvin.
Good job, Calvin.
I hit up Calvin. Calvin came through. He got a company called Third Coast Auto.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure y'all Google that if y'all want like a mobile mechanic or you want to pull up on them. So yeah, man, he made the day better. I know I'm a little lighter in the pockets.
Yeah,
but
it's all right.
I could have been even lighter if I went somewhere else, to be honest.
Yeah.
Is it a problem that every time I hear the name Calvin, I think about the McDonald's commercials from the 90s? You don't know what I'm talking about?
I probably do, but I can't place it.
Calvin's got a job.
Yeah, and he's all proud. And
yeah.
I always think about Calvin from Paid in Full.
Okay,
fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
I always think about Calvin Murphy.
Shout out to Calvin Murphy.
Yeah,
shout out to Calvin, though. But
I don't know why that's what comes to mind.
Primping and everything. He's primping.
I got to pull that up now. But I want to play this for y'all real quick. Mm-hmm. So I got a clip of a news story about a guy who got into an altercation.
Mm-hmm.
And I want y'all to figure out what you think this guy does for a living.
Okay.
Well, the big question today is what possessed a man to walk up to an altar in the middle of mass in front of about 100 people and punch a bishop in the face? The whole thing is as puzzling as it is disturbing, but parishioners say the violence will not shake their faith.
May Almighty God have mercy.
The prayers of Bishop Manuel Cruz were cut short Saturday when a man dressed in a white coat with matching hat saunters to the altar and punches him in the mouth.
What the heck?
So I went out and I said, officer, officer, grab him. Stop him, stop him. But I couldn't scream. I wanted to scream, Bishop, drop your, go down. But I couldn't. I was just too rattled.
Besides about 100 parishioners inside, police officers were also patrolling and immediately arrested Charles Miller, who's now charged with assault. Miller is known throughout the neighborhood and showed up about a half an hour early to Saturday's mass, driving a pink Cadillac.
Okay.
All right. Wow.
White jacket and matching white hat. What kind of hat? I need to know.
That's all I was trying to figure out. I was trying to figure it out.
Was it one of those?
That's big. I love the way you set this up, because they really did drop nuggets all the way through this, up until pink Cadillac. And I know he ain't selling no Mary Kay. I tell you that.
They had me puzzled with the white jacket and white hat. I'm thinking, like, when they said pink Cadillac, I'm like.
Which raises some questions about the bishop.
So everybody in the neighborhood knows
him.
And he pulled up in a pink Cadillac. A Cadillac?
Yeah.
White jacket, white hat, and a matching white walking stick with a gold handle.
I bet. But my thing about it is, hey man, unless he really got beef with God, sounds like the bishop been having business with our guy.
Didn't pay up.
Where my money at?
Which the parishioners are like, not going to shake my faith. I don't know. My faith might need to have a little bit of questions when it comes at least to the bishop himself. What have you been doing, my friend?
Oh, you're right. Figure you set that up perfect. I'm like, what is this? And okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The video is circulating around online, too. You can watch it. But there's a guy in all white just walked up and just hit the guy in the face, man.
Well.
From the 281.
Next time, pay when they ask.
Yeah, I bet so. From the 281 sports radio host from the 832, he owns an NFL team. It's wild. My goodness. And the 832, they're right there with you. They say that's a pimp right there.
That's a pimp, yeah. No, the Cadillac gave it away.
Yeah.
If they would have just said regular Cadillac, I would have been like, maybe a pimp.
Or even, exactly.
A pink Cadillac.
That was an early hit with everybody in the neighborhood knows who he is. Yeah, I bet they did.
And that sounds like an old school pimp, too. Mm-hmm.
I also threw myself off the scent because talking about Calvin, I just kept coming back to everybody in the neighborhood, and I just see him in his white jacket, his white hat, walking down the street. What's his name? Curtis? Curtis got a job, whatever.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
So I want to see how far y'all will fight for this. So a hotel canceled a traveler's reservation because why? The deal they got was too good.
Oh, yeah.
So a traveler booked a hotel at an international trip to the Middle East through Expedia.
Okay.
And he got a great deal, But then when the hotel strong armed them into canceling because the rate was too low for them to accommodate. Now the traveler went back to Expedia and told the booking, is confirmed and the hotel should honor it as long as the traveler doesn't cancel.
Yeah.
But the hotel ignored that and said if the traveler didn't cancel, they would refuse to accommodate them when they showed up.
That's some real hateration, man.
Yeah. How far would y'all fight this?
I would take that all the way. I would Karen that like crazy.
Yeah. So everybody they talked to was telling them not to cancel.
Yes.
But they end up canceling because they got a little nervous and they
I get it. International travel. Yeah,
you're playing a road game. You're playing away game.
But I would be, it's called a guarantee, people. That means guarantee.
Yeah, it's a reservation. This has been reserved for me. Go ahead and honor that.
I
would fight. I don't know about you guys. I would go all the way.
I would probably fight it, too. Yeah. I had to see you in your face.
Yes, exactly. It sounds as if maybe some big event showed up and they have higher prices for everybody else and they didn't want this dude to get the guarantee.
Yeah.
You know?
They could have been pulling the good old bait and switch.
Yeah, could have. But Expedia is generally, you would think they'd be better than that.
I'm not putting better than anything on any company nowadays.
So Expedia didn't do this. This was the actual hotel.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. You would think it wasn't a bait and switch because they wouldn't bait and switch Expedia. You know, they got that rate from somewhere.
Yeah, so Expedia did reimburse the traveler and gave him a bonus credit for the hassle.
Good.
So I'm guessing the couple, whoever it was, found another hotel. But it's kind of messed up, man.
That's
dead ass wrong. I would have had to fight for that
one, man. Yes, 100%.
No, it's very messed up. I think what you're going for is Expedia is not just out here lying on the rate, whatever.
Yeah.
So if you put that out there, you got to go ahead and honor it. Mm-hmm. Like, and the thing that I don't get is maybe you go, all right, that rate was low, and we got to make sure that we change that rate on Expedia. But you taking the loss on one stay has to be the way that you go about it if you're doing good business. But the problem is we have so many companies nowadays that aren't really great about doing good business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a directly bad reflection on Expedia.
Well,
wait a minute. They didn't honor it. Well, then they look bad.
And I think that's why Expedia went the way that they did. The hotel, though, that's rough. But I guess
I bet you it was a big rate increase, too.
It probably was. Yeah. My guess, it was probably some type of mix up that they couldn't really control. And somebody kind of take advantage of it. But you know how you see something for a certain price and you go to get it and it's like, oh, that was a mess up. That was a little glitch or something like that. And you just got to give it to them.
I think it was as simple as some big event said, hey, we want to book your hotel. They said, cool. This is the rate, which is a lot higher than these people were paying, so they tried to get these people out.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Again,
we got the Final Four coming to Saudi Arabia. You know, okay, it's going to be $700 a night. Well, we got this one dude for $89 a night. Let's just see if we can squeeze him out.
It's possible.
Yeah. No, I hate stuff like that. Somebody tried to get me like that with the refrigerator. So, y'all, people that don't know, I got a real high-end Samsung refrigerator with the screen and stuff on it. I only got it for $400.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy was like, this is only $400. So he had to call to approve it through, I guess, the owners or whoever. And they tried to bump it up to like $1,500.
Yeah.
And he was just like, nah, man.
I
remember in my brain, you said this was $400.
Yeah.
Like, don't try to change it now. And you could tell there was the people on the phone was a little upset.
Yeah, that was it. No,
I'm
it.
Like, that's nah, man, that's what you said. So you got to roll with it, man.
Shout out to intermediaries looking out for the consumer. That's Expedia and whoever helped Figgy get that. And somebody said from the 281, I understand the principle, but I ain't staying where I ain't wanted. And that is a great point.
I think that's where this was that had that booking. I think that's why they canceled it, because you don't know what they're going to be doing. If they acting like this over a price.
What are the ways they can get at you? Because, I mean, we think about like a restaurant. Okay, here comes potential, fluids in your food. I thought that was making it softer. It wasn't my bad. I'll reel that one back. Potentially doing things to your food. But like with the hotel, like what they going to do to you?
They could probably give you a trash room or don't come. Yeah, they could. I'm sure a hotel can make it hell for you staying there.
Yeah.
So yesterday was National Awkward Moments Day.
That's right.
Today is National Backyard Day.
Heck yeah. We got some good weather for it too.
Yeah, so.
Oh, it did clear out.
Told you. Don't doubt me.
Mr. Weatherman over here.
All right.
So, I ran across this list of the best backyard games. I'm going to just run across them real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, they got cornhole. Do you feel like cornhole is the number one backyard game?
Small, easy to pack. Yeah.
I don't think it's my favorite per se, but I can't acknowledge the fact that, or I can't rather deny the fact that it is
easy.
Well regarded all the way around.
I'll never say, do you want to play cornhole? But if someone says, hey, do you want to play cornhole? I'll say, sure.
Because it's also, it can get competitive, but you can also play a wild laid back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could just, it's easy to do. It's not like basketball or, you know, something that take a lot of sweat. What about bocce? Have you heard of bocce?
That's from the 1960s.
I've never played bocce.
Or England.
Yeah, they got that number two. Wiffle ball.
Wiffle ball is
fine.
But it's one of those, you need people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got two-hand touch, which is flag football.
Good.
Not flag football, but two-hand touch.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah, you liable to twist something or pull something.
But that's part of the entertainment.
Yeah.
Who's going to get hurt?
If you're not playing.
Yeah, who's going to get hurt?
Yeah. Then they rounded this list off with kickball, horseshoes, badminton, ladder toss, lawn darts, and crochet.
Yeah, 631 said lawn darts. Kickball was just a classic for me, but I also realized I have not played kickball literally since like probably
I loved grade school. When I was a kid, I loved kickball.
Kickball was great.
That was always fun. I'm going to say of all
those. I need an adult kickball league. I need to do that.
Kickball's
a blast. I need to get out here.
It really is. And anybody can do it, especially when you whiff on a kick.
Yeah.
He laughs at you.
My sister-in-law played kickball, I want to say a couple years ago, like as a grown-up.
Mm-hmm.
I think she tore I want to say she tore ACL playing.
Now, you know I love horseshoes, Figgy, but it's been a long time. But I loved playing horseshoes in college. I joined a club.
I was about to say, like, horseshoe
took
class.
A class.
I took a horseshoe
that's
club.
That's real. We adding the easy A on this Friday.
I joined a horseshoes club. It was fun. We'd drink. We'd play every Thursday, whatever. Horseshoes is fun. Hear that clank? Hear that clank on the steel when you hit your horseshoe on it?
I love what we're doing here in various different places. People bringing up washers, good old-fashioned catch, particularly with Dad. I like what you're doing there. Foursquare, which I feel like now we're just going to like grade school games.
Yeah.
But I love what this person is doing on the Twitch. Spades. Or bones.
Hey, why not?
You play that in the backyard, don't you?
Yeah, why not?
That should be number one, to be honest.
If we're counting spades, I am absolutely... Well, spades can't be number one just because it's so damn violent.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not physically violent, but it's emotionally
violent.
That's
a great backyard game.
It's a great backyard
game. No, because a great backyard game has the ability to lower the stakes. There is no low-stakes spades. It mm-hmm. does not exist. You cannot point me to it.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. Another week, another Jeff Teague story.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
So this is Jeff Teague right here. So apparently he had a game. I want to say he was with Atlanta. He had a game in Detroit, and the bus actually left him.
Oh, no.
My sister never came to a game. That was her first game she came to. So I was out there talking to her for like 30 minutes, but I started talking too long. I'm like, I think I got to go. Like, I don't see nobody else out here. I walked out there, and I went back in the locker room, got a pizza. Came back out, and one of the security dudes was like, damn. I was like, what? He was like, that bus just left. I said, no, the f*** they did. I was in the tunnel. We was in Detroit. And I just see my f***ing ride. I knew that was my last year with the Hawks. I said, yep. There it go. I get forgot up in the f***ing Detroit.
Yep.
There ain't any bitch with the summer camp sound off. Like,
nothing. They came back. The bus came back. I get on the bus. I'm like, how the f*** y'all forget me? Coach Bud was like, just get the f*** on the bus.
Go ahead, get that
I knew my time was up.
Man,
but no explanation. They was sick of me. Just get the f*** on the bus. So I was like, damn. Man.
When do you know? That's when you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they did the head count, and they were like, who are the important players? They're here. Yeah. All right, whoever else, bleep them.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Figgy's mixtape every weekday right here on 120, at 1:20 p.m. on Sports Radio.
I thought you were about to say that other station, man.
Yeah, man.
That wasn't
put
the
$40
mess
up. in that helmet.
No, I got to go get a haircut. That's for that.
Yeah.
But yes, at the Figgy Fig on social media, if you see something that you believe is mixtape worthy, and shout out to y'all. They said Bishop on Bishop Violence. That's Bishop Don Juan or something. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's see what's happening with the fellas of the drive. And also, How's putting your bracket coming together? Because I have one thing to just a little piece of information to help you make sure that you're at least picking the right champion in your bracket. We'll do it next.